Welcome to the Women of Capital Same Page Summer Conversations podcast. In this limited series, I will have conversations with women of capital on how they are incorporating the Word of God into their ordinary lives and how it is changing them. My desire is that these conversations will encourage you to be a woman who not just listens to the Word, but hears it by understanding, believing, and obeying it. Thank you for joining us today in our conversation. Welcome to our last Same Page Summer Conversation podcast. And this is our fourth episode, and I think it will be our final episode. So my goal in recording these podcasts has really been to get y'all encouraged to talk about your scripture reading together. And so my prayer has been, as we've kick-started Same Page Summer, is that these podcasts have encouraged you to talk with other women about your reading in the Word of God. So my goal was 4 podcasts in June. This is our 4th one, and I have loved recording every single one of them. July, baby Castleberry is coming. So July will be a month of you guys journeying on, reading on your own, talking with other women. Maybe I'll come back in August and record a few more. We'll see what kind of baby baby Castleberry is. But I'm so thankful for the women who have been willing to join me for these episodes. And today I have 3 women with me from Capital who I asked to join me: Liz Suizo, Sarah Palevo, and Meredith Redding. And one of the reasons why I asked them to join me was because I had heard that Liz had started a group of women reading through the Word together, a smaller group. And one of the things that I love about Same Page Summer and I desire about us reading the Word together is that we are organically reaching out to other women, and that each of you feels the freedom to do that however you feel led. And I think I sent this out in one of the first emails that I sent out, but how asking someone to read the Word of God with you is one of the easiest things that you can do. Sometimes it's even easier than inviting someone to church. And so when you think about the women in your life, obviously we want to be thinking about the women in our own church body. We want to be women, first and foremost, who read through the Word together. But I also want you to be thinking about women in your life who aren't in the same church body, maybe who live in a different state. And I have found, as I am reading through the Word of God, I've been immensely encouraged by the women I'm reading with at my church, but I'm also encouraged by the women that I'm reading with who don't live close to me, because it's a way for us to connect on a deep level, because that's what the Word of God always does. It gives us a basis to connect that is much deeper than just catching up about life. So I want to start out, Liz, just asking you kind of a little bit about how this group started. I want to hear about, you don't have to share everybody who's reading with you, but kind of like how the Lord put different women on your heart. Tell me a little bit about that, and then I'm going to ask y'all a couple other questions as well.
Okay, yes. Hi, guys. So good to be here. This group started with a couple of my friends visiting just right when Same Page Summer started. So that was just His providence and God ordained. Mm-hmm. And I had been wanting to, ever since I, you know, saw Grace Anna start this group back when, you know, 2+ years ago, I started the whole academic year plan with her. I had just loved her example of just inviting other women out, you know, in the church is what we started, but it was a small group. So I just remember she had a couple friends to join and how that unified them. And I was just thinking, that's such a great idea. And I just know so many women around the country and even world that are just hungry for the Word. And so it started right when, you know, like a month ago, a few weeks ago, and, you know, whenever we started, and I had a few friends come into town, and we were just chatting about things going on in our lives, and the first thing that my mind goes to is just, we need to be in the Word together. Mm-hmm. And then I had a conversation with another friend, right around that same time, Same Page Summer was starting, and just everyone's got stuff going on. Like, all four of us have things going on. And that's the first thing that came into my mind too, was this is the day, you know, Memorial Day weekend, we're going to start reading the Word together, if you'll join me. And so I, you know, set up the group, and then it was such a blessing because, well, both Christiana and Meredith got to meet their friends. Sarah was out of town that weekend. And so that was really so God ordained too, because a few of those friends that are joining us in our group now, it's a dozen ladies. They already got to meet two of the ladies here, and one of them that's in our group, Meredith. And so it's like, that was an extra push of like, you already know, mm-hmm. you know, someone, come join us. But we started a group me, and like I said, it's a dozen ladies, and it's people from just my growing up, people from college. I went out to college in California, and it's just been like something that I've been kept on saying to them is just like, the momentum is a lot, but you're gonna love it. Mm-hmm. Like, that's something that I love so much about this Bible reading plan that I discovered. It was just a light bulb moment when I discovered I loved it so much. It was back my first year when I was reading the academic plan. Grant, in his sermon, was talking, we were in the Old or the New Testament, but he flipped over to Isaiah in the Old Testament, and he mentioned a portion of scripture, you know, one or two scriptures in Isaiah. And I was just like, I know the context of this because I was just in Isaiah. And I know, and context is king, you know, you need to know context to interpret scripture correctly. So that's what I've been encouraging the girls who've been starting for the first time. It's just, I know the momentum is fast, but you're going to love it. And they've really loved it. Mm-hmm. They've been just touching so many different scriptures at the same time. And we share prayer requests. One of my friends called me and said, you know, am I interpreting this scripture passage right? And it's so sweet. So that's the long story long on just how we all got together. And I've loved it so much. So,
and Liz, so you started the group me, which is, I think that's so great because mm-hmm. you probably did that, so you're not necessarily have a big text thread since you've got 12
yes,
ladies.
Exactly.
And is it, you're kind of sending updates periodically, or, and I want to hear from you too, as well, about like your experience with it. Mm-hmm. But I think for women who are listening, who are thinking, I would love to start something like that. Mm-hmm. What are some of the things that you do? So you do the prayer request.
Yeah. So we do prayer requests. I follow a lot of your model, to be honest, yeah. which thank you so much for, you know, setting the foundation for that. Sometimes I'll screenshot something you share on Facebook. I'll reshare it. I send them either that picture of what we're starting, you know, the scriptures we're going to be on for the whole week, or I'll just type it out. And then I'll just say, how are we doing? And not all ladies, to be honest, will talk. I've got a couple girls who actually, one of my friends of friends invited that, you know, they don't chat on it, but I know that they're reading every day, which is amazing. And so it's just low key. And it's, if you feel led to share, and Sarah shares a lot, like this stood out to me, which I love, you know, expositing a couple scriptures and Meredith is such an encouragement on there too. And I think that we just, you know, people can chat if they want to. And then I try to go back and just check in with a couple of them, you know, to see how are you doing. I know it's fast, mm-hmm. but let's keep going, or call them
that's
up or things so, like that. So yeah,
it's so good. And one of the things I know that you've done for the ladies listening is that you can start your own reading link. So I have the capital link that I've sent out to everyone, mm-hmm. but in case you're not aware, you can go to the YouVersion Bible app, search Same Page Summer, pull up the thing and start your own and be a host. Mm-hmm. So that's just a really neat way to get a smaller group going.
Yeah.
Okay. So Sarah, I want you to share a little bit about just what you love about the group. And then I would love to hear a little bit about your own Bible reading journey. I know you've been a believer for a while. So
thank you, Liz, for starting that group. I feel like for me, I got a little intimidated, to be honest, by the big group, which I think is wonderful that we have so many women from our church that are reading. But I felt like sometimes I wasn't keeping up with all of the comments, or I was intimidated to say something because there was just a long thread, which is wonderful. But for me, it's just been a blessing to have that smaller group. And I've personally, I think, felt a little more accountable that, okay, there's only a dozen women in this group, and feeling like I've done this before, I should, you know, kind of step up and put some comments in there and really put some thought to it. So it's held me more accountable, like I said, for doing that this time around. But this is my second Same Page Summer, and I've read through the Bible Reading Challenge twice now. And the first time I did it was the first time that I'd read through the whole Bible, and that was the 2021-2022 mm-hmm. year, even though I've been a believer since college, since 2008. So I feel like that was a big accomplishment going through it the first time. But the first two times that I've been through it, I've primarily listened to the Bible, which I think is great as well. But this summer, I really challenged myself to pick up my physical Bible and be in the Word. So it's been hard for me because my son is 11 months now, and whenever he goes down for his nap, the house is usually a disaster. But I'll just go outside on my porch, usually with my Bible, and ignore the mess and read through my four chapters for the day and try to really just set aside that time. I mean, it's only 20 minutes or so. Mm-hmm. So set aside that time on the porch, read, and then try to, not every day, but some days, just quick write down what stood out to me and send it to the group. So like I said, that's held me really accountable to doing that. And Gracie, and I think something great your mom said over the summer was that she would just leave Bibles open mm-hmm. throughout the house, like before, you know, Instagram and stuff like that was a distraction. But I've started doing the same thing. So I leave my Reformation Study Bible open on my desk downstairs, have a Bible open upstairs. So I usually grab my Bible from downstairs and just go out to the porch. And that's kind of been my routine that I've been getting into throughout the summer.
And I think it's neat because it's interesting, Sarah, that you say this summer you're reading through the chapters with your Bible open, because as I've been talking to different women, it's neat to see the rhythms that doing one of the things I like about the pace of the plan. Okay, so sometimes I don't love how quick it is mm-hmm. during the school year. And sometimes I think about slowing down, like, okay. But one of the things I like about it is that then it gives you an opportunity to reset. So you actually get to get through it, yeah. reset and think, okay, now what is my rhythm going to be? And it is nice in the summer, you're reading four chapters. I've been doing the same thing yeah. where a lot of days I sit down, I've been trying to go outside when it's not raining mm-hmm. and read, and it kind of gives you a reset of how to do your plan. And I think that's what, for women who are just maybe starting this for the first time, is know that you have the freedom to choose how you want to do it.
Yep.
Choose your pace. Choose, you know, I think it was Emily Fountain who said it's her daily walk. Mm-hmm. That's what, she listens on her walk. But choose how you want to do it. Yeah. So.
And something else I forgot to say is we did ask in the beginning of starting this dozen ladies is what is one thing you want us to keep you accountable for?
That's a great question. And
Sarah said that. She said, I want you to keep me mm-hmm. accountable for actually opening up my Bible and reading it, because I choose to listen to it. And so this time around, like you're saying, I want to actually see the pages. So.
And I know something I do with some of the ladies who keep me accountable. I send them a picture of me, like with the spray am.
That's great.
Okay, Meredith, tell us a little bit about, this is your first Same Page Summer.
Yeah.
So what do you think so far, and what have you enjoyed about it?
I love it. I think honestly, reflecting, something that's really neat is that, and Liz knows this, but the Lord put it on my heart to just get off of all social media. Mm-hmm. So Instagram, Facebook, dating apps, like the whole shebang for 3 months. And I was like, okay, Lord, like, I hear you. I feel like that's going to be wonderful just to be more available for your Word. But that was actually before I knew I was going to do Same Page Summer. And then you sent out the email about it. And I was like, how perfect is that? It's like 3 months, right? Mm-hmm. Like 90 days. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, the Lord was just literally paving the way for me to have the space and the, just the time and just the focus to really like dive into that. So I thought that was really neat because that was before I knew. It's not like I was like, oh, I'm going to do Same Page Summer. Let me do this. You know, he prepared me. So, but I remember we did the kickoff, and I like asked Liz, I was like, I think, would you want to do a smaller group? And she's like, yeah, I was kind of already thinking that. Just because same as Sarah, I was like, I might get a little overwhelmed if it's just a ton of people. And I think it would help keep me more accountable and be able to interact a little bit easier if it was smaller. So I'm so glad that we decided to do that. And then I met your friends and we've got mutual friends that are in it. And it's just such a neat way to like encourage the body of Christ. And so I'm just so grateful for that because, I mean, it's so sweet to read the word alone because that's just you and God. And, you know, when we read it, we are doing that. But then to reflect on it with other believers is just like, wow, like I love that you saw that, or I saw the exact same thing. That's the same thing that stuck out to me. And then we're all encouraged by each other and how we're perceiving the word. And my mom and I just started reading the word together back in January in certain ways. So like, I'm not a huge morning person. Y'all pray for me. It needs to.
The Lord's We're in the still, morning right now.
Yeah, let's just clarify that right now.
But so in the mornings, my mom and I decided to read Alistair Begg's devotional together. And so that's something we FaceTime every morning now. And it's just so sweet to just have that little bit of the word together. Mm-hmm. And then in the evenings where I'm better version of myself, I read Same Page Summer and or listen to it. And so that's just when, and it's just been, I mean, for me, it's been pretty easy, you know. I mean, it's a lot, I guess, but it's been doable. And even the days that I'm like miss a day, I can do two in one day and I still don't feel overwhelmed. Like I can do one on my lunch break and then one when I get home from work. Mm. And how great is that? Because then I'm reading the word twice, you know?
And the fact that you brought up the social media thing, because I think about how easy it is to pull up stuff on my phone, to scan and to scroll. I think that was something I really had to come to terms with, was I do have time for the word. I do have time. It's just, what am I choosing to have time for? Yeah. And so I think that's, because I mean, all of us, you know, we all have our phones, and that's all something that we, I think, struggle with to some degree.
Yeah.
And then the fact that the Lord was preparing you, because I've talked to several women who have said they felt like the Lord was preparing them. They had been praying for spiritual growth, or they had been praying for deeper friendships. Yeah. And then they're finding that through this avenue of reading the word together. And then these women that you don't even know who are encouraging you.
Which we just happen to be going off of social media in June too, which is so cool because we've got probably 4 or 5 women off of social media this month. It just happened to be.
It's another layer.
It's another layer of preparing us all to be together this summer.
And it's so freeing. I mean, it's just been wonderful. And then to replace like all that time with the word of God, or just thinking about God, or just whatever the case may be, it's just, that can never be not a good thing, you know?
It's so true.
So.
And I find that there are certain days and certain weeks where being in the Word is easier for me.
Yeah.
And there are certain days and there's certain weeks where it's harder. And to have somebody else doing well on the week I'm not, or the day I'm not, is so good.
And so I also actually invited my mom to the Same Page Summer. Oh, I'm technologically challenged, though, so I couldn't get her in the group, but she is...
I'll add her. I mean, just, we'll
figure
text
it out.
Me,
yeah.
And I'll
but
get her
she's
at it.
Doing it on her
or
own.
Or she'll
like,
get she's
just,
okay.
She's somehow in it, but she's not in our group. So she'll tell me. She's like, I listen, you know, she keeps... Yes. Herself accountable with me by saying like, I listened to, you know, the Same Page Summer, I caught up on it. And she'll just like, I won't even ask, she'll just tell me, you know. That's so
she'll join our group today.
We'll
send her a link. We always need a mom in the group.
But it's just so nice that you can like just give this to, you know, or like invite other people to do it with you, whether it's just like one-on-one or a group or a big group. It doesn't matter, as long as we're in the Word and we're being the body of Christ is the most important thing.
So true.
The universal, church.
So let's talk about the Word now. So we are actually doing this on a Sunday. We're recording this on a Sunday. So when y'all listen to this, it'll have been our Exodus reading. Since that's so short, we are going to talk about what we read yesterday, which was Titus. So I would love to hear, and again, and I said this in our last episode too, of just the reminder that we're not theologians in the sense of trained theologians. We're women who are just talking about what the Holy Spirit is putting on our hearts. So let's talk about Titus. And Sarah, I'm going to start with you. And just one or two things that, as you were reading it yesterday, that jumped out to you that you want to share.
Yeah, I think something that's been standing out to me for a while, which is just so ironic and God ordained that you picked Titus for us to talk about, is Titus 2. So I'll just kind of read some of this. So Titus 2, 3, older women likewise are to be reverent in behavior, not slanderers or slaves to much wine. They're to teach what is good and so train the younger women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled, pure, working at home, kind, submissive to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be reviled. So that's something that's been on my heart a lot lately. And some of you ladies know my story about never wanting to have children and the way that the Lord has totally changed my heart. And like I mentioned earlier, I have an 11-month-old son. And so it's been a whole process through your mothering study, Grace Anna, just learning what that means to be a mother and love my child and to come alongside my husband. And what does it mean to be working at home? Because I'm also working part-time as a nurse. So just realizing that my primary focus and ministry is in the home and is taking care of my family. But that it's also okay for me to work as a nurse one day a week, 2 days a week, something like that. Mm-hmm. That's really been just a big learning process and learning curve for me here. And so many women here at Capital have just come alongside of me and encouraged me and just really taught me about what a blessing it is to have children and how that's just been wonderful and has been so true over the last 11 months. I mean, my heart has just exploded with love for my little guy. And I've just been growing so much in my role.
I'm glad you brought up Titus too, because there's five basically instructions or sections in scripture to women in the pastoral epistles. So you have it in 1st, 2nd Timothy, and then Titus. And I think as women, I'm very passionate. We need to know the whole Bible, right? We don't just need to know the passages that apply to women. But we also need to make sure we do actually know the passages that apply to us as women. Mm-hmm. And so when we're reading Titus, we need to make sure that we actually do know what God's word says to us specifically as women. So thanks for bringing that up. And this thinking too about how, and this is my desire with the word, and I know it is for y'all too, is that I'm not just reading it, but it's actually, I'm living it.
Yeah.
It's changing my life. Mm-hmm. And you're proof that this isn't just something that you are reading about and it's theoretical. It's no, I'm actually want to live this. Yeah. You went from I don't want to have kids to Enzo.
Yes.
Who is the cutest blessing. Little guy. Yes. So,
I love how that scripture is talking to older women, but as younger women, like, we try to live this way now because we have that obligation once we are quote unquote older, that's all relative, but you know, to be that example for the younger women. So it's just, it all trickles down in the church. And so if we're not being that way now, you know, then can't.
Yeah. It's not an overnight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like once we're older, we'll finally get it.
I'm godly now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put
this stuff in place. And I think that's a great point too, because we are like the younger, but also we are older than some of them.
We're
like
older.
Liz and I volunteer with the student ministry. And so what does that look like for us to be able to pour into those younger women and to be able to encourage them and to teach them from a young age, you know, being middle school, high school, just modeling that love for our husbands, because we do serve with our husbands and with our children there too. Like, what does that look like to have solid families and to live out Titus 2 in front of them as well?
Yeah. Now, something I always say is there always is someone younger than you. Mm-hmm. So whether that's middle school, Evie and AK being on the podcast, or, you know, discipling younger girls, or, you know, college, our age, post-college, having young families, there's always someone younger. So true. Always.
And so, as we think about, like, reaching out, like, again, as, like, Liz, what you've done with this group is, and y'all encouraging the women on the thread is, we all can do that. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we think, oh, I'm not a leader, or maybe I'm not naturally good. We think we're not good at something. But God wants to use us, mm-hmm. and he wants to use us for his glory. And even the verse you just read, Sarah, at the end of verse 5, where it says, we do these things. Why? So that the word of God may not be blasphemed, yeah. So we'll be held up. Mm-hmm. So, Liz, what about you?
Yeah, I think our motto for this podcast needs to be, God works all things out for good. And the fact that this is so God-ordained, because we finished up in students, 1st and 2nd Timothy. We're going through the pastoral epistles. Mm-hmm. We're in Titus now, and mm-hmm. Jaquan, 2 Sundays ago, he just finished chapter 1. He finished up those last few verses. And, you know, it's just so cool. It's like, you know, that's just amazing to me. We did Titus yesterday, you know, 365 days in a year. We're in Titus now, and so that just leaves me just awestruck. But I think for me, I want to chat a little bit, because I just chat about context, and I love context so much. And because we are, you know, we just finished up 1st and 2nd Timothy, we're in Titus now, it's like, what is the context here? It's that Paul went to Crete, you know, he was in Crete, he was with Titus, and he saw the idolatry, and that's a theme in the pastoral epistles. He saw leaders, you know, men, husbands, fathers, women, not, you know, honoring the Lord. And so he left Titus, and he has an exhortation to him. This is what you need to be doing. You need to be training up godly men, godly women, as we just talked about, which is so cool to talk about with the students and to go through these pastoral epistles with them, pastoral, pastor, training up, you know, men, and then training up women in the church on what does our role look like, using our gifts for the Lord. And hearing the girls, even just thinking about a couple weeks ago, hearing them talk about, like, what does it look like to be above reproach? We talked about, like, what stores do we go to? What, you know, what influences do we have? How do we function in the church as, you know, 12, 13 through 18-year-olds? You know, what is our role here? And it's, you know, and God is so clear. I mean, something I was talking about to Tim this morning is, like, the scripture is not ambiguous, and mm-hmm. but people are making it so, you know, people are, you know, you hear all the things of just, like, how, you know, women are, you know, this, all of the things. Everyone knows what I'm talking about, but I just feel like it's just so clear, and we're able to just, with these girls, 12 to 18, talk to them about, like, hey, look, we're not supposed to be slanderers. You know, we're supposed to be loving our husbands and our children. And so what does it look like to love children in the church? You know, and so then just, you know, Paul exhorting Titus here on just, this is what the body of Christ should look like. This is what the local church should look like, the universal church. And so the context here is just really what sticks out to me, because we just finished 1st and 2nd Timothy, and now jumping into Titus, and how it is so practical, and we get to share that practical aspect mm-hmm. to the students. And then for me, the practical is just like, when I'm talking to someone who is just thinking that this area is gray, you know, with women in the church or what elders should look like, it's like we can point back to scripture and just pray that, you know, it's going to be God who does the work for them to have that understanding of their sin and that total belief in Christ, but to point them to scripture. And
so that's such a good point, because don't you love how the scripture speaks clearly? Yeah. Because sometimes I'm even thinking, okay, what does it look like to be godly? And it's easy to start thinking, oh, am I being too this or am I being too that? And you open up your Bible and you read it and you think, oh, yeah. Okay, this is what it yeah. says. Mm-hmm. And Liz, you sent this verse to us yesterday mm-hmm. on the podcast thread, but you said, for the grace of God, that this is Titus 2:11, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, mm-hmm. that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify himself, his own special people, zealous for good works. Mm-hmm. Speak these things, exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no one despise you.
There's the gospel.
It's the gospel. And we just finished Matthew.
Yeah.
And we just read how he gave himself for us and he held nothing back. And it's, and I think that goes back to what you're saying about context, because mm-hmm. that's why we don't have to live under rules or legalism, because we're just amazed at what he's done for us. So this whole book of Titus is about godly living.
And this is such a tender few verses. Yes. You know, it's just a so...
It should really... I think it should prick our hearts when we're reading that, especially because we just finished Matthew and we read it about the cross.
Yeah.
I saved... That was one, I saved two.
But, well, I'm glad you're talking, because I was about to ask you next.
Yeah, I saved two verses, and one of them was Titus 2:11-14, which you just read. And I just want to follow up with what sticks out to me is, you know, I see so much happening in the world that is so disheartening. And I just, you know, sometimes I think when I talk about it, people are just like, oh, well, you don't think things need to change, or you don't think policies need to change and this and that. I'm like, I'm not saying that. You know, obviously, if we can do something that would better the world, laws, things like that, sure. But when it comes to God, we all need Jesus. You know, like at the end of the day, that is the root mm-hmm. of all sin, all things that go horribly wrong in this world. And hearts are not changed unless they're gripped by the gospel. And so therefore desires will be bent towards wickedness and sin and evil and all the horrible things that we hear about in the news, or the way the world is going its own way and thinking that it knows what is right. Because you know, some people just still don't know Jesus. And I know personally, my life did like a 360 when the Lord finally gripped my heart to say, you're going the wrong way. And then all my desires changed. Am I perfect? Absolutely not. But from that day forward, like the Holy Spirit just gave me new desires, and they weren't the same. They weren't bent on worldly things, and they became more upright, righteous desires to follow him. And so I'm just so encouraged by this, because it really just, it plainly says, you know, it teaches you to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled and upright and godly lives in this present age. And we can only do that through Jesus.
In this present age.
In this present age, which is great. Whatever age you're in, you know, it's that never changes. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah.
And it's the great, like, I love that you said that. It's the grace of God.
Yeah.
It's his grace. That we just are so undeserving, but yet he's just lavished on us, and it's just our motivation for all of this. And even as we're reading our Bibles, the last thing that I ever want is for a woman to be doing Same Page Summer and for it to be a yoke around her neck mm-hmm. of, oh, God is happy with me because I have done my Bible reading, or I am doing well because I've checked this box. But that it is truly just out of a heart of, I know, you know, if I miss a day, it's okay, because the Lord has lavished his grace on me, and I'm doing this because I love him and I want to know him.
Yeah.
So as we wrap up, I mean, that would be probably my encouragement today for any, just a final word of encouragement, is that everything that we do would be out of just the abundance of his grace. Mm-hmm. Any final, is there anybody who has a thought of just encouragement you want to say before we wrap up, to just encourage maybe something that's helped you, or anything that you want to share just as we close? It's okay if you don't.
I would just reiterate that reading the word, like with other believers, is just so life-giving. And I know sometimes, at least for me personally, I can feel just alone, you know, just in life. And I know I'm not alone, like reading the word, I'm, you know, literally with God, but reading it with other believers and then gleaning from that encouragement is just so life-giving. You feel less alone, you know, even if you have a full-blown family with five kids. Like, sometimes life can just make you
feel
like you're alone.
Everybody feels that way at times. Yeah, I think that's important for women to understand that those are normal emotions.
Yeah. So just, to read together is just been really sweet.
That. Something that's been really cool for me, because I've got a three-year-old little girl, that I always thought that when I had a kid I would get my Bible done in the morning, you know, hopefully exercise, get my Bible done in the morning and right, you know, before she would get up. But I've been trying to fit in the exercise, and then she's been waking up pretty early. But that's been so good, because I've realized that it's the best thing for her in this season. I know I can't say this for everyone and having multiple kids and all that, but at least this three-year-old season, she has her basket of Bibles, and she's upset if I do my Bible time, because she loves it. She knows what it looks like. I'll grab my basket from Dorcas. She grabs her basket at the shop I love. There's a plug. And we grab our baskets together, and it's a quiet time. I say, you know, you're not going to talk to mommy. This is our time with the Lord. This is you getting your heart right before God. And she often reaches, she puts in her basket, not even a kid Bible. She reaches for the family worship guide. Mm-hmm. And she'll just, so it's so above sweet. Her. She can't read, but she just flips. I think she loves the thin pages. It feels like a Bible. And I just love that in this season. I'm like, you know what? In my picture, I was doing my quiet time by myself, but we're quiet, you know, more or less. And I just get, you know, by His grace, Lord willing, I get to model for her what Bible time looks like. And that's important that we do it every day. I think it's debunked, like, what I thought about it would just be my time, and my time to me just was me. But when you have kids, it's good to actually have your Bible open and to show them. And she really, thrives on the routine.
Liz, that is so good. So and I think that's it's a tip too of the basket with the Bibles in it. And I mean,
which you gave me originally. Well,
but the funny thing is my girls too sometimes are, you already did Same Page Summer? So it's, and isn't that freeing that it doesn't have to be before they get up? It's wonderful. I mean, I do it sometimes twice because they're like, hey, we wanted to do it with you. I love it.
And then when you do it first in the morning, then you can probably process it verbally because your girls are older. For me, I'm doing it for the first time, but because she's three and we can't process it together, it's just a quiet time. But it's just, it looks different in all seasons. But I'm just encouraging the moms to just do it with your kids, and if you say this is a quiet time, it's a quiet time, or if you talk about it together.
I love that, Liz.
You do. So
that's really sweet. I think for me, just a takeaway and encouragement is just for me to reach out to other women for when we start the Bible reading challenge in the fall, to start like a group like you did, Liz, just with women from other seasons of life who are all across the country, and maybe even some family members too, to just invite them into this as well, because it really is so easy to invite others in. So I think that's my encouragement to everyone, to not make it a big thing or have to be like, we're going to meet weekly for a Bible study, but no, we're going to get in the Word daily, and we can send each other little texts and updates and encouragement throughout the days. So
Sarah, I think that's the perfect encouragement to end on, because really that's why I asked y'all on the podcast, was because of how y'all are doing this. So Sarah, would you actually close us and pray for women who are listening, who, that they would be encouraged to reach out to other women, and that we would be, you know, as we finish out the summer and then into the fall, that women at Capital would be reaching out to those around them.
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you so much for this time that we could just come together to talk about your word. Lord, I'm just so uplifted and encouraged and just thankful for these women here. And God, thank you for all of the women at Capitol who are reading St. Paige Summer, and the women that aren't at Capitol that are reading. Lord, I just pray for all of the women in our church that they would all have this desire to be in your word and that they would have the desire to invite others in to be in your word. Lord, we know how important this is. God, I know how much this has changed my life and my walk with you personally. And God, I do desire that for all of us women to know our word, to be able to share that with others. So Lord, we just pray and ask that you would put that on the hearts of others. And Lord, be with us as we go throughout the rest of this day. And we do pray specifically for baby Castleberry, for a safe delivery, healthy, sweet little baby. In Jesus' name, amen.
And we just want to thank all the women. Thank Grace Anna for doing this.
Love y'all too. Thank you for joining the Women of Capitol for our St. Paige Summer Conversation. Visit capitolcommunitychurch.com to get plugged into our summer reading or for more information regarding our local church body.